56, golly, it's crazy. Be the policies and procedures meeting. Trey is not here at this time. He probably does need to be here on this meeting. I would think that he's probably coming up. I think I hear him coming, maybe. So kind of. Could do what?
We could go ahead and draw our numbers.
Draw your number. Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and draw numbers real quick. That's a good idea. Let's go. Do you want to?
To start drawing numbers first for the organizer. Okay.
Yeah.
Justin or Chris, which one of y'all want to go first to draw?
He's right there.
Draw. Just one.
Oh, sorry. Give me one.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Chris, what number did you get? Three?
That one's out.
Yeah.
That's mine.
What'd you get? I'm going
to
have
a redraw.
What?
There's one?
Why'd you have two things on?
Okay.
I got two of these.
Pick which one you want.
Exactly.
Well, no, if I can't.
I should take another one.
Oh, I see. Everybody get one.
I want my three back.
Well, I can be.
So what happened there? I don't know.
I want my three back. I got an eight.
How did he
be 3B?
How did he?
Because Paul's going to be three regardless, because it goes by seniority. Those two are first.
So Justin and Chris
are the two that
Justin
go
and Chris
are the two that
seniority. Okay.
Yes.
So and you drew a one.
Yes.
And you drew a three. So it stays in that order that's there, right? Or no. Because no.
Paul is always going to be three.
Yeah, but so you're gonna be one, Chris, and then
Paul.
Yeah. Okay. And then go from there. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. So we have. Numbers drawn. So
no,
many,
you're
so
not
you know,
three. You're eight.
What?
It doesn't go that way. You draw one through
I
eight.
I thought seniority.
And they're seniority, and they get to draw first between
okay.
one and two. To draw, see where
so
they
it's
go.
It's based on number of years in the count.
Exactly.
Consecutive.
Yeah.
To draw your number.
To draw your number. But
to
she's
draw
not
your
saying
number.
For. She's not,
not
saying
order.
For.
Whatever number you draw
your,
is the order you are.
Assignment. I thought you did get one, two, three, and then
well,
the people.
Well, you can ask Trey when he gets here, but I don't believe.
Because
that's
what she's saying is, you draw.
Well, okay. The way I remember it in the past is that it goes by senior. So Chris and I have the same senior. So we would draw between the two of us to who's one and who's two.
Yes.
Okay? Paul's three.
Okay.
And then.
The remaining five get in order.
All right.
No,
that's not how
it
works. One, two, three. So, Nathan.
All right, let's just do this. Hold on. No.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Okay, that's right. That's right. So it's Chris and I, seniority, then Paul is three.
Seth and Nathan.
Emily.
Okay, let's pick it. Let's just pick a number between 1 and 10. Nathan. Well, hold on. 4, 5, and 6. Pick a number between 4, 5, and 6.
He drew 4.
Then you're 4.
Oh, yeah, I drew 4.
What did you draw? He drew 5.
So then she would be 5.
I don't
know.
That's the way we did it last
he
time.
He would be 6.
No, he drew 4. What did she draw?
She drew 2.
2, okay, so he draws 2.
So,
and then, and so
me, Chris, Paul, Nathan, Emily,
Seth,
and then what did
Joe,
and what did you draw, Joe?
Hey, Seth.
So then Trey. And Laura, then Joe.
Laura, then Joe. Okay.
That's what I got. I have Justin, Chris, Paul, Emily, Nathan, Seth, Laura,
Joseph. Is that how that would go? So she got the higher number between the two, between the three, so
I don't think
Emily.
That's correct.
Right on that. So it'd be me, you, Paul, Emily, Nathan,
so when you
Seth,
Laura,
chilled for
Jeff.
A second. Can you draw her numbers? It's the seniority that gets to draw their numbers, but they're not guaranteed one, number one and two, are they?
Yeah, I thought they were guaranteed to know where to go.
Yeah, what you do is...
I thought we did it different last year.
Because it's a tie seniority, those two people with three people are all... When you go to the next senior, they're the next another draw. Anytime there's a tie seniority, those people are draw off.
So they're all automatically going to be one and two to be able to pick.
So, the way we drew, we should be in good
position. So, the way that we drew, it would be
Justin, Chris, Paul.
I got Justin, Chris,
Paul, Emily, Nathan.
Hey,
Seth.
Stop. He's doing it.
Emily, Nathan, Seth.
Emily is four. Nathan is five.
Seth is six.
Okay.
Or seven.
Okay. Gosh.
All right, let's go back to order here. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. So, as we talk about, we're in the policies and procedures meeting that you govern, you ladies and gentlemen, govern yourself by. In this packet, you do have your holiday schedule, and you also have council meeting schedule for the upcoming year of 2026. There is a couple of, what do we, the June meetings are rescheduled due to Arkansas Municipal League as of January, as we already know that because we're in the middle of that. Are there any, I don't think there's any other issues that we have. If you see anything that gives you cause for pause on any of that.
Highlighted ones are just moved because it's the first Monday of the month instead of the second, or first Tuesday of the month instead of the second Tuesday of the month because of the way the weeks fall.
Okay, so your highlighted dates are the first Tuesday of the month instead of the second Tuesday because of the way the weeks fall. So do you guys have that? In your black and white copy, you do not have that. And on your copy, on your email, you do have that.
Well, it's the highlighted.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's just... Not highlighted.
It's just the ones that are darker changed either because of Municipal League or because it's the like a holiday or something like that.
Did you send this via email?
I'm going to after I get all the everybody in there. I'll resend it. I just wanted y'all to have a copy for yourself.
Do we have any concerns on the existing policies and procedures that anybody wants to bring up? Have you read over those that you adopted in the year 2025? Is there any concerns with anyone? All right, one thing I would like to ask, it's kind of been requested, it does not have to do with policies and procedures, but this is the time to ask, who would like an actual printed packet instead of receiving it in an email? Well, you're gonna receive it in an email no matter what. So, but if you would actually like a printed packet, would anyone like that? Old Mr. Olson, myself, and Mr. Pearson. Okay, so we're Mr. Keck, Mr. Bradley.
Okay, you guys are probably going to be getting new iPads, so when we get those, I realize some of y'all don't have them right now, but when you get them, are you still going to want a printed copy? I mean,
we went down to like one or ten. And then
I know.
No, it's fine. We'll have iPads. I'm fine.
You're supposed to be. They're working on that. I don't know when that's going to happen, but that's in the works. And so when we have that, then
you'll have something. Okay. So until iPads are in place, my understanding is Mr. Bradley, Mr. Keller, myself, Mr. Olson, and Mr. Pearson would like printed packets. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so moving forward, so we don't have any issues with anything on policies and procedures. We're good to adopt them as they are. And then so, do we have any motion on that? Yes. Yeah, we should see. So I have someone make a motion on that.
Move to accept rules and procedures for 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any more discussion? All in favor to adopt the rules and policies and procedures as they are for the year 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So then we will
start picking.
What'd you say?
Now we can start picking.
Now we are going to move on to, you have your sheets in front of you that show finance committee, personnel committee, advertising, promotion, all throughout. So how are we going to, I guess we just go 1, 2, 3, 4.
First, we're going to start with the finance property committee is what we're going to do.
Okay. So, but they get to choose, they get to go down between the two of them, though, because you get to choose.
Our rules say it's by ward, so there's really.
Oh, yeah, there is. Okay, yes, okay.
Ward has to be representative, and that's usually by seniority.
Okay. So, ward.
Keller would start finance, start what he wants, and finance. So that puts me on personnel, which is why.
Keller, are you letting him speak for you?
No, he's war. He's
no, I'm just messing with you.
Olson.
Finance.
Olson Williams.
Young.
She's going to be personnel.
You'd be personnel.
Okay. Then we have George.
Finance.
And then we have Bradley.
Finance.
And so that means.
And then that means Laura and Joe are on personnel.
Yep. Okay. Now we start going in order, correct?
Now we start with the committees, whoever. Keller goes first and picks, and then we'll go down the line.
I cannot see that. Where's that at?
Code enforcement.
Go, yeah, okay. Thank you, man. I was like, where is that at?
Where is it?
It's under code enforcement, P&D, and PC. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Olson.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec is Olson. Mr. Gray.
Fire.
Ms. Young. Mr. George. Did I do that backwards? No, I didn't.
I'm getting there.
Okay, you're fine.
Mr. Bradley,
Police
number
Department.
Three. What? I'm sorry.
Police Department.
That's number 13 is Bradley. And then Ms. Wetzel.
Andy.
It's up in, but it's on its own.
Okay. And then Mr. Pearson.
Public Works.
That's number 15. Okay, Mr. Keller.
Airport.
All right, that's number 1 is Keller. Mr. Olson.
Let's go.
Civil Service.
Mr. Gray?
A and B.
Ms. Young?
Main Street.
Mr. George?
City Court.
Mr. Bradley?
911 Community.
Ms. Wetzel?
ATU.
What'd you say? ATU. It's number 17. And Mr. Pearson?
Boys and Girls.
Mr. Keller?
Public Cemetery.
Mr. Olson?
Hati.
Okay. Mr. Gray?
Youth Council.
Ms. Young?
Friends of the Latin Warehouse.
Mr. George?
I'll take Historic District.
For what?
For 200. Historic District for 200, yeah.
All right, I think that's it.
I've got to make one request. I would love to have some help with Youth Council. I mean, if it's something that requires a couple of members.
Yeah, we talked about two people from Youth Council.
Okay, thank you.
Laura Wetzel is going to take Youth Council. Okay, I'm going to read these over for you all so you have them, and then I'll print put a copy out. For Finance, I have Mr. Keller, Mr. Olson, Mr. George, and Mr. Bradley. For Personnel Committee, I have Mr. Gray, Ms. Young, Ms. Wetzel, and Mr. Pearson. For Promotion or Advertising and Promotion, I have Ms. Wetzel and Mr. Gray. And then for going down, number one, which is Airport, is Mr. Keller. Number two, Animal Control, is Ms. Young. Number three is Alliance. Is that Alliance?
Yeah.
Is Mr. George. Boys and Girls Club is Mr. Pearson. Cemetery is Mr. Keller. City Corp is Mr. George. Civil Service Commission is Mr. Olson. Code Enforcement is Mr. Keller. Fire Department is Mr. Gray. Historic District is Mr. George. IT is Mr. Olson. Main Street is Ms. Young. Police Department is Mr. Bradley. Parks and Rec is Mr. Olson. Public Works is Mr. Pearson. 911 is Mr. Bradley. ATU is Ms. Wetzel. Friends of the Lattimore House is Ms. Young. Youth Council is Mr. Gray and Ms. Wetzel.
Can I make a, it's just strictly clerical, but number eight, Code Enforcement is now part of the Fire Department, so it that would be Planning and Development and Planning Commission would be Mr. Keller. Just so if we could strike Code Enforcement from okay. that, if that's okay, so that that Code Enforcement will fall under fire.
Okay, so I need to put
that. That'd be fine with you, Mr. Vitt, because Code Enforcement is under fire. So
I need to put that with that one.
Yes, so.
Okay.
I just didn't want any confusion there, but Mr. Keller will be over Planning and Development and, or BD. Not over, but he'll be with the liaison of Planning and Development and Planning Commission. Mr. Gray.
Even though we've already adopted it, should we put a notation in there, Mr. Smith, that Youth Council would have two members, or Gina, whoever has to?
Gina can
note
it.
Yeah, can we note that and put that in there? Thank you. All right.
Does anybody have any more questions on this? Or any changes? You're all good with your choices?
So we need to have a motion to adopt those as stated by Ms. Did you say something, Mr. George?
I was going to say motion
to. Okay.
Second.
So have a motion and a second to adopt the committee and liaison assignments as read by Ms. Skelton, with the annotation of Code Enforcement moving to Fire Department, All in favor? And youth council, yes, and youth council having two positions, being number 20 on the page, and Ms. Wetzel would be filling that. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, I think that's it. So, Mr. Parliamentarian, so I will adjourn this meeting, and we'll go into a special call meeting to...
You just did it all.
That's all together, we did all together, okay, so, okay, cool, okay. Finance now. All right, so we're going to break for just a minute to give Mr. Hodge just a second, so I will adjourn this meeting.
What's that?
We are.